This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're trying to heal, and they're trying to divide.
That's the Republican Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, responding to comments 2020 Democratic candidates made in which they criticized President Trump's visit to El Paso as well as Dayton yesterday in the wake of mass shootings in both of those cities.
This guy doesn't have one racist bone in his body. He loves everybody. We walk into a bench, and you come in the back way for security, through the kitchen. He shakes every hand. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter who you vote for. He loves everybody. And this is just a spurless attack on this president.
He spoke on Fox News. Democrat Beto O'Rourke yesterday declared that he thinks the president's a white supremacist. ICE agents arresting around 680 suspected illegal immigrants at six work sites in Mississippi yesterday. It's called the biggest single-state immigration raid ever. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pizza Hut closing as many as 500 restaurants over the next 2 years. The company planning to focus more on delivery and carry out. There are just under 7,500 Pizza Huts across the country, and most of them are dine-in operations as of now. Calls for gun control continuing on the campaign trail as Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, have been making it a common theme in recent days since the shootings in Dayton and El Paso.
In this country, the overwhelming majority of Americans know that we need to make some sensible changes, and they know what those changes are. But right now, Congress, the Republicans, are held by the throat by the NRA.
That's Warren speaking at a town hall in Iowa yesterday evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
Fitness brands SoulCycle and Equinox trying to distance themselves from Stephen Ross, the chair of a company that owns both of them. That's because of a planned re-election fundraiser that Ross is holding for President Trump tomorrow. The news of the fundraiser drawing calls for a boycott of those brands, including by celebrity customers from Chrissy Teigen to Billy Eichner, the two companies issuing a joint statement saying they in no way endorse the fundraiser, calling Ross a passive investor who's not involved in the management of either of those brands. The parent company of Sears announcing it's closing 25 more Sears and Kmart locations by October. Transform Company issuing a statement saying that 20 Sears and 5 Kmarts face a number of challenges, are facing a number of challenges, trying to return to profitability in a weak retail environment. Sears is still trying to emerge from bankruptcy by transforming itself into a smaller boutique style chain. The company says liquidation sales will begin on or about August 15th. It says Sears Auto Centers at the locations would close by the end of this month. And free agent Colin Kaepernick says he still wants an opportunity to play NFL football. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Mission continues, ladies and gentlemen. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We come to you every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, God willing. And so much to talk about as we continue to mourn. You know, our country is in mourning right now. I know with some politicians you think maybe not, but we're all asking the same question. Why? And then the follow-up question, what can we do about it? There's a lot of different ideas out there, and I thought I'd bring back Andrew Yarrow. Andrew is the author of the book, as you recall, who's been on with us many times, Man Out, Men on the Sidelines of American Life. Andrew is a senior fellow at the Progressive Policy Institute, a former reporter for the New York Times, also taught U.S. history at American University, and is the author of four previous books. Andrew, good to be connecting with you again. How are you doing?
Good, good. Good to talk with you, Bill. Hope things are going well for you.
Well, all things considered here, of course, as I mentioned, we're a country in grieving right now. We had three massacres last weekend, and I say three, counting Chicago. It was interesting that even, you know, the mayor in Chicago wanted to take exception to the fact that there was, seven murders over the weekend, and 52 people, you know, shot up and took exception because Ivanka Trump had said something about it, which she was one of the few people to even bring them into the conversation. It wasn't to the point of any kind of political advantage, just saying, hey, look, we've got trouble here in River City. I mean, you got Chicago, which is an ongoing deal, and maybe because it's so ongoing, people take it for granted anymore that we're always going to be counting bodies every weekend out of Chicago. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, why overlook them? I mean, you know, these are our citizens. These are our children that are dying, whether it's in Chicago, Dayton, Ohio, or El Paso.
Absolutely, and other cities that have bad murder rates like Baltimore.
Yes, exactly. And you wrote particularly about Baltimore and what's going on, and really chastising, the culture right now for this toxic masculinity that is being addressed. And you said, help men, don't shame them. And I guess that's, you know, we kind of lost in this wake society, or this woke wave that we're going through right now. It's all about shaming and invalidating as opposed to embracing and understanding, particularly men, you know, when you consider, you know, the shooters and the perpetrators of these mass murders. I think all but all but one woman has been involved in these mass shootings. So the fact that men are acting out like this inordinately, what is this telling us, Andrew?
Well, it's certainly saying that there are a lot of problems among disaffected, hurting, angry, basically young white males in America. I mean, of course, the mass shooters are the very extreme form, but when you look at the overall population of men in their 20s and early to mid-30s, nearly 30% of them are neither in jobs nor in school. Marriage rates have plummeted. Of course, the same true for women. You look at the other kinds of measures of economic well-being, young men are much more likely to live at home with parents or other relatives than young women. Mm-hmm. As many as 35 to 40% of men in their 20s to early 30s are living at home. No savings, usually, often a lot of debt. And poverty rates among the young have gone up. And then there are the health problems, often drug-related, mm-hmm. drug and alcohol-related. But it's...
Throw in suicide, increasing numbers of suicide in the mix too, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, it's another tragic piece of the story, but... men are about 3.5 to 4 times as likely as women to commit suicide, and the rates are highest, or have been going up, most among young men and older men and over 55, which is a different story. But the Princeton economist Angus Beaton and Ann Case a few years ago referred to as deaths of despair, are hitting young white men in particular, and those are drug deaths, alcohol, suicide, alcohol poisoning, suicide.
And we're reminded, though, we're talking about men. I mean, there's no question that suicide has gone up in all demographics, including women. And we were just reminded with Robert Kennedy's granddaughter, with her overdosing and dying. You know, we just held a funeral for her a couple of days ago.
Right.
So, obviously we've got serious problems here, and amongst the youth. And I'm wondering, Andrew, how are we going to process this? Because our hope and prayer is still, okay, can we save these kids, and how do we get them, on the other side of this? Because, this seems to be an endemic and systemic issue that has been, we're reaping what we have sown, for decades in these kids.
Yeah.
And so how are we going to get on the other side of this?
Yeah. And I mean, the problem is in many ways it's been ignored, or it's been kind of seen as problems in isolation, like as a gun problem or a mental health problem. But, you see, I mentioned the economic conditions of young men.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of hidden behind the rosy pictures of an economy with an officially low unemployment rate, with reasonably decent economic growth. But that's not translating down to these particularly less educated, working class and poorer white men.
Mm-hmm.
And, and these are the people who, not to get too much into the politics, but obviously are, a lot voted for Donald Trump. A lot were, unfortunately, those called by Hillary Clinton deplorables, which is not a good thing. And, that gets to this whole issue of shaming, but I'll pass it back to you.
Well, we're not, you're exactly right. I mean, that, Andrew, is that... It is. It's part and parcel of the problem. You know, video games, the music, you know, the presentation of it all. When we come back to, I also want to get your insight on the, what they call incel. And these are the involuntary celibates that some psychologists are saying, it, you know, is adding to the problem as well. Andrew Yarrow is with us. He's the author of the book Man Out, Man on the Sidelines of American Life. He's cautioning the culture to quit shaming American men.
You know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get the free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Andrew Yarrow continues with us. I have to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. I was Andrew's on a trip, and he's out of country right now. And I was doing everything I can to grab a hold of his pant leg, say, Andrew, I need you on the air. I need your insight because of your book and your research of men, you know, to come on the air. And I knew that he was out of country, didn't know exactly where he was at. And, of course, this morning he tells me he's in Poland. And, Andrew, tell our audience why you're in Poland, if you don't mind.
Sure. It's a bit off topic, but not entirely. And I come back to the U.S. tomorrow, but I went to see Auschwitz yesterday. I mean, seen other things in Poland, too, but it's, you know, always seen that as the epitome of pure evil and, you know, the evils of the Nazis that, what can one say? It's just hideous, and there have been books and films and all the rest, but...
Andrew, I've often seen and heard from people who've experienced a real concentration camp, not one that's been referred to here in America at our southern border, but a concentration camp that, when, you know, you come out, you're not the same. I mean, even all these years later, the sense of evil and that took place within those walls, within those camps, is so profound that it's life-changing. Is that what you felt?
Absolutely, Bill. I mean, it's extraordinarily sad, but it's also angering. I mean, it's angering. How could human beings do this to other human beings? And, you know, there was a man who was kind of on the same tour with me who's father was a Holocaust survivor, had been in Auschwitz at age 15, and was telling me stories how his father always recoiled at the smell of burning hair or sulfur. Just hideous things. But,
exactly.
But to have, you know, these mass shootings in the United States, while, you know, I'm nowhere near the scale, obviously, of what the Nazis did.
But it's evil nonetheless. It's evil nonetheless, and what it pulls out of each one of us is a desire to never have this happen again. And as you and I were talking off air, is that if that truly is the case, that we really do not want evil to raise its evil head again, but it continues to do so because, as you say, it represents the depth of our humanity, of where we can go. And it all starts with a loose conversation, a loose word, a loose thought. And it's repeated in such a way that before you know it, evil is being, it's being accommodated. And whether it's political rhetoric, irresponsible, you know, conversation from politicians, you know, movies, video games. I mean, you can go down the list of saying, okay, what is the recipe of evil, and start looking and investigating in these different areas that have an influence on our culture and on our children. And then you got to sit there and call it out for what it is. You can't just sit there in a general context like, you know, I hate getting political, like you say, and you know, I say that, and then everybody goes, well, Bill, you do a lot about politics. That's true, but I as much as I do, I want you to know that I hesitate to call out some of these people, but they have to be called out. When Nancy Pelosi has an opportunity to reject a person's statement, an anti-Semitic statement, and she cowardly couches it in a generalized hate speech, it loses its point. It gets homogenized in such a way that it still is like, okay, you kind of called out hate speech in general, but what happened shortly thereafter? We got bombarded with more hate speech. Well, what did you expect was going to happen?
Right. No, that's right. I mean, there's certainly a lot of toxic rhetoric in the air, and one of the things I wrote about in my book, Man Out, and then a recent article is, you know, the dangers of, many often well-meaning feminists and people people on the left or center left talking about toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, there's some bad traits that men have, that women have, that are shared by men and women. Mm-hmm. But how much good does it do to just tell men that they're bad, to tell them that their behaviors are toxic? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is really shaming people. And, you know, the real answers, in, to my mind, are addressing some of the things that we talked about earlier, providing, you know, better educational and economic opportunity for all Americans, you know, paying more attention to boys. Boys have more problems in K through 12. They don't have recess anymore in any school systems. Young men, boys are not matriculating or graduating from college. I mean, there's a lot that's wrong. And as I mentioned earlier, why are young men more likely to be living with parents, hanging out in their basements playing video games?
Yeah. Well, you would, I don't think it takes a genius to look at this and say, we've got a systemic issue here, do we not?
Absolutely, Bill. Absolutely. Mm. And, you know, to just call people names doesn't help. I mean,
well, it certainly didn't help. Okay. It didn't help when we were trying to design. Remember decades ago when the movie about the Stepford Wives came out? The feminists really rejected that, and women in general, and rightfully so. Sure. You know, men kind of laughed about it and, you know, teased about it. But now, guess what happens is now we've got the male version, not the Stepford Wives. Now we got the Stepford, you know, husband. Because what this is all designed to do is to reinterpret what the male figure is to be according to whoever it is that's calling the shots here right now. You know, all this shaming. What are you shaming? You are invalidating the male gender. And then on top of that, as if that's not enough, Andrew, let's really confuse the culture and let's just confuse the whole genders all together anymore. And then we're wondering why these kids, I mean, because the impact on these younger kids now, I think this is extremely dangerous and potentially volatile, because when you start forcing round pegs in square holes, and this is what it comes down to, because, you know, we are, by our genders, we are defined. Now, I mean, along the way, do any of us question, you know, certain things? Yeah, we might question it, but when it becomes a major focus, and, you know, it starts becoming a systemic issue, I think we run into a real serious danger zone, and we are experimenting, because this is an experiment based on theory, and we're experimenting at the expense of this next generation. I think it's very harmful and very dangerous, and I think what we're seeing that's happening in males today, this is, you know, you think we would learn from this in much the same way as we just talked about Auschwitz. You would think that we would learn that evil is evil, and that if we are going to make sure things like this never happen again, then we need to keep a short leash on ourselves, so to speak.
Yeah, and the political correctness doesn't help. I mean, this belief that, you know, there can be 20 different genders, which, you know, you find in some schools and colleges that one can identify oneself as, you know, it's not to say that one shouldn't be tolerant of somebody who decides to have a sex change, but to make that like a front and center issue, political issue, is just so far off the mark. You know, when people are suffering economically, psychologically, you know, in terms of health, mental health, and you know, it's also something that I've written about a bit, that you know, the Democrats.
Well, Andrew, we're
Republicans.
Exactly. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us, Andrew Yarrow on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. for a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're trying to heal, and they're trying to divide.
That's the Republican Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, responding to comments 2020 Democratic candidates made in which they criticized President Trump's visit to El Paso as well as Dayton yesterday in the wake of mass shootings in both of those cities.
This guy doesn't have one racist bone in his body. He loves everybody. We walk into a bench, and you come in the back way for security, through the kitchen. He shakes every hand. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter who you vote for. He loves everybody. And this is just a spurless attack on this president.
He spoke on Fox News. Democrat Beto O'Rourke yesterday declared that he thinks the president's a white supremacist. ICE agents arresting around 680 suspected illegal immigrants at six work sites in Mississippi yesterday. It's called the biggest single-state immigration raid ever. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
You know, it's all we're hearing is political goo-goo and gaga, huh? Well, I'll tell you, last week when Megan Barth and I were talking, number one issue was immigration. What a difference a few days can make, right? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Megan Barth joins us again. Always good to have her with us. Megan is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, also the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Frustrated. This whole situation of what's happened, and I got to call it out for what it is. I'm really upset with the Beto O'Rourke's, the Joaquin Castro's, the crud that they're doing. You know, this manipulation, I mean, this stuff has got to stop, Megan. This country is in mourning right now, dealing with what happened in Dayton and what happened in El Paso, Chicago again. You know, they're not saying much about Chicago, and even the mayor of Chicago got a little upset because Ivanka Trump happened to mention them. She was one of the few, and we've mentioned in this massacre weekend that Chicago was the third event. Mainstream media only wants to talk about Dayton and El Paso. You go, wait a minute, you know, you've got to look at it in its greater context because this is evil running rampant and we're all hurting right now. we're hurting and confused and asking the questions that, you know, we all naturally ask after incidents like this is, you know, why and what can we do about it? And then you have all the politicking and fundraising on top of that, Megan. I got to tell you, I am ticked that you have Democrats on the graves of American citizens fundraising for their own political interests. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting, isn't it? I mean, once the left hits the low, you wonder how much lower they can get. Where's the bottom?
Yes. Yeah, forget about going high. Forget about going high. You know, it's let's just keep going low. I mean, like, what are we're going through limbo calisthenics here to see how low we can go?
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it? And, you know, it's interesting that you said that the media and the Democrats only want to talk, and that's one of the same thing, but they only want to talk about the two mass shootings. Well, they really don't want to talk about two. They just want to talk about El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And that really dominated the narrative and still continues to dominate the narrative. And what the Democrats are doing right now is what we would call in sales the assumptive close.
Right.
Meaning that the president's definitely a racist.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely a racist. There is no two ways around it. Now, isn't it interesting? Because when you look at, and they predicate this based, of course, on his past statements, not on his policy, but his past statements. And then because the manifesto of the El Paso shooter used the word invasion when it came to our border, that means that the El Paso shooter somehow was a Trump supporter and was following and radicalized by the word invasion, much like the word infestation we couldn't use last week when we were talking about Baltimore, because the word infestation now means racism. It's a dog whistle.
Yeah. Even though Elijah Cummings used the same word himself two decades ago.
Right, exactly. So we can already see the double standard that the left is setting up, but we also see the fact that they refuse to own, they want to own the language.
Mm-hmm.
They want to manipulate the language. But they don't want to own their own past statement. If you look at manifestos of domestic terrorists, and we can call these guys domestic terrorists, the domestic terrorists of Antifa and the domestic terrorism of Antifa, the guy who firebombed the Tacoma ICE facility used the word concentration camps in his manifesto. So did AOC radicalize the firebomber of our federal ICE facilities? No, of course not. She's not being held to the same standard. The shooter in Dayton was an Elizabeth Warren supporter who used much of the language of the left in many of his online statements. And he was also a member of Antifa. But the Democrats don't want to talk about him.
Right.
They simply want to focus on El Paso. And what's interesting about the Dayton shooter and the El Paso shooter is they both have progressive ideology. They aren't Trump supporters. When you look at the manifesto of one and the public and social media profile of the other, they basically are one and the same kid.
Exactly.
Which means they're not Trump supporters, and they also share in common the fact that they had a history, much like the Parkland shooter, they had a history of violence. They had a history of school suspensions or expulsions. They were continually in trouble. They made public threats against their fellow classmates.
Yeah, when you got a hit list and a rape list.
Right. So if that shooter was properly, tagged, if you will.
Identified.
Identified and the authorities were contacted, he wouldn't have the ability to buy a firearm if he was categorized or at least diagnosed with some sort of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So no gun laws that the Democrats are talking about would have stopped any of these shootings. However, the proper diagnosis and the proper contact to the authorities may have. And
right.
So we have plenty of laws on the books. We don't need to rush legislation, because all this legislation means is one step of these red flag laws, which are absolutely frightening, because who determines who's flagged?
Yeah, exactly.
Bureaucrat?
Well, and, you see, and this is why, yeah. See, this is why it's going to get bogged down, because it will get bogged down because for that exact reason is who is going to be the arbiter? Who's the red flag? What is the due process? And this is what happens every time we get here, because the problem that we have, Megan, is much more fundamental, and they don't want to deal with that part. and it's all being exacerbated. You talk about the assumptive close. It's also what you do in sales is you create dissatisfaction. The Democrats are creating dissatisfaction at every turn with the President of the United States. And this is all that they can hold to, whether it's impeachment or any other form of invalidation, racism, things that are taken out of context, just like what we saw what happened with Ilhan Omar and the three other Democratic women of color that Donald Trump had said, you know, had put in a tweet. Why don't you go home, and he didn't say home country, he says, why don't you go home, figure it out, and then come back and once you fix the problem, and then teach us how. But it's all taken out of context, just like it was, and I will say that. I will say the same thing to my Hispanic brethren. If Donald Trump had said something that was so offensive, yes, it was bothersome, but you had to look and listen to the context of what he said when he was mentioning that Mexico was not sending their best. And, you know, what happens in the realm of politics is you get hyperbole, and you get Donald Trump, who is the king of the headline. And the king of the headline is you grab attention. And when he said that, if you listen to the whole context of the people that were coming from, you know, from Mexico at the time when he made the statement, when he was talking about in the context of border control, he was talking about these people that were setting up all these, sex trafficking systems, all the drugs and that sort of thing. He wasn't talking about people who were already here legally, but in El Paso, Beto O'Rourke creating dissatisfaction and scratching an itch that's not there, and others, they want to be offended and say, oh, well, he was talking about, you know, all Hispanics. If that was the case, there wouldn't be one Hispanic that would even get caught close to the Donald Trump administration. Does that make sense?
Well, of course it does, but all the Democrats can do is attack the man's character because they can't attack his policies.
And the media is not helping out, but all this is contributing, as we were talking earlier, Megan, with Andrew Yarrow, the author of the book Man Out, is that, you know, if you want to say this is not going to happen again, then you got to be careful about your rhetoric. And what Beto O'Rourke is saying, you know, it's disgusting. And, you know, some of these other pundits that the president is a white supremacist, based on what? Well, he's a racist, based on what? Everything that I have seen and what I know limited, I would say, about his character doesn't make him into a white supremacist or a racist.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Every day
we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, I love it when he puts on that cape, huh? You remember that, huh? Oh, Lord, that brings back memories. Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. As we were discussing the disgusting response of Democrats that say that they never want this to happen again. But at the soul of all this, Megan, is evil. And I'm not sure the country, by and large, I mean, you know, people of faith get it, and they understand there's only one way to combat evil, and it's not with more laws and rules that you're not adhering to anyway. You've been breaking the law. I mean, this is all a manifestation of lawlessness that has taken place. You know, we're so out of order, and that we have really have got to do some serious soul searching because of the evil that's being demonstrated here. That, especially with the increase of hate crimes and these massacres that have been going on, these mass murders that have been going on, you know, this says that we have a serious problem. But it's not something that a, you know, more administrative work in, you know, gun registration, magazine limits and all that. Although I don't understand, I do take some exception with a 100-round drum. You know, that's a bit of a problem. But all these other man-made ideas, you know, they will tell you first thing that this wouldn't have stopped, you know, a high percentage, if not all, of the mass murders that have taken place. Because we're at our very soul and essence of the culture right now, we're basket cases. We're a mess.
Well, I find it very interesting when the Democrats want to talk about gun control and when they don't want to talk about gun control. They didn't talk about gun control after the Pulse nightclub shooting when an Islamist killed 53 transgender and gay people. Now, I thought the Democrats were all about the gays, all about the transgenders, the LGBTQ party or IA or whatever it's called now. They never called for gun control after the Pulse nightclub shooting. Mm-hmm. They never called for gun control when Steve Scalise and nearly a dozen other Republicans were assassinated on a Virginia baseball field. Never heard about gun control then. So it's interesting when they want to exploit the tragedies and fundraise off the tragedies. And it seems very convenient as to when they want to talk about gun control if they can peg a white conservative shooter, mm-hmm. then that's when they want to talk about gun control. But if the shooter happens to be Antifa, if it, like in Dayton, if it happens to be an Islamist, as in Florida, mm-hmm. they don't want to talk about gun control.
Right, exactly.
Right, so it shows you the hypocrisy of the left. The hypocrisy of the left has absolutely nothing to do, or they want nothing to do unless it benefits them. And what we have to remember is that the ultimate goal, because they are incrementalists, progressives, socialists, communists are incrementalists, the ultimate goal of quote-unquote gun control is gun confiscation,
exactly.
Period. When you look at what they are calling for now in California, for example, a legislator proposed a ban on all semi-automatic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So are we going back to muskets?
Right.
Well, we went through this experiment.
Yeah, we went through this experiment. Dianne Feinstein et al., you know, and then we did it. And then what president said, there's no empirical evidence to justify the continuing banning of the AR-15s. It was Bill Clinton.
Well, they keep calling it assault rifle. What is an assault rifle?
Right.
That's a made-up term, much like hate speech. Someone please explain to me what an assault rifle is. Because the term really doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
What they have used now is terms to associate AR-15s, which is a hunting rifle, as an assault rifle. So, you know, they like I said, they own the language. They manipulate the language. They set the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
The narrative this week is that, much like it was since the day the president was running for office, is that he's a racist. That's it. He's a racist. We need gun control. And, oh, by the way, Bill de Blasio and the rest of the Democrats, the comrades, as he calls them, the communist comrades, want to tax us at 70% rate at least.
Exactly.
He admitted that last night. They don't mm-hmm. want to talk about their policies, Bill, because when they talk about their policies, the policies don't sell well.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course they don't. And that's why, one Democratic pundit said, it doesn't matter whether it sells. We're just going to drag the people along with us. That's what they do. Bill Maher, told Barack Obama, said, well, the heck if you can't get Congress, you're the president, just make it happen, you know. And so, you know, they kind of laughed about it. And then later on, you know, the last half of his second administration, it was executive order up the yin-yang. And so,
If we're taking the language of the left seriously and literally, if Trump is Hitler, as we have heard now for 3 years, why hasn't he instituted automatic gun confiscation through executive fiat?
Yes.
And using the force of the bureaucracies as well as the force of the pen, the force of the presidency to confiscate every single gun in America, because that's what Hitler did.
Yeah. Well, what did Joe Biden just say? Megan, what did Joe Biden say? We're going to come and get your guns. We're going to come and get your guns. I mean, to your point, your whole point is
that's
like,
Hitler.
Yeah, this is, I mean, he just came out. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He just said, yeah, we're going to come and get them.
And if our ICE detention centers are really concentration camps, literally concentration camps, we're taking the left literally now.
Mm-hmm.
Then why did we just spend $2 million on diapers and not gas chambers?
Yes.
And these are the types of pushbacks that I wish I would see many pundits make, as well as the moderators in the debate. Because if language now is cause to radicalize someone, mm-hmm. the language of the left has radicalized more people in a violent manner than anything President Trump has said.
Well, the 8-second sound bites out there are very dangerous, and Don Lemon, I think, needs to be called out for, you know, I mean, you talk about racist. He's a racist. I mean, you know, for him to ask a question as a moderator of a debate and suggest the president is racist, and then what do you hear in the next three responses from the Democratic candidates? Boy, they kept upping the ante. You know, it went that, this could be racist, and then now he's a racist, now he's a white supremacist, so now he's a racist, he's a double racist, now he's a three-time racist. I mean, he's the biggest racist of all time. I mean, it's like the hyperbole is just over the top here.
Well, and then we can't forget that, you know, because we're talking about something that doesn't exist, because the press sets the narrative as far as the racial component, we're not talking about the policies. We're not talking about Baltimore anymore. We're not asking Elijah Cummings where $18 billion in federal funds went. They have been getting billions and billions of dollars since Elijah had taken office since 1996, and no one can account for it.
Exactly.
They buy more rat food? Because that's the only thing that seems to be growing in Baltimore are the rats.
Yeah, but that question doesn't want to be...
$18 billion for $5 billion. I remember when Trump was asking for $5.7 billion for the wall.
Exactly.
The left went absolutely apoplectic. They made videos. They were tweeting out of what we could buy for $5.7 billion. Well, at that time, which was just a few months ago, $5.7 billion could pay for the new construction of 250 high schools and the new construction of 315 elementary schools. Well, multiply that by three. So Elijah could have built 750 high schools in Baltimore and close to 1,000 elementary schools, and they have neither.
And nobody can answer where the money is. Megan, we got about 2.5 minutes left, and I wanted to address this issue, a report that you had at ReaganBabe.com about flyers that are being posted in New York. Now, this is from the left that says that we need to eradicate evil. They're calling for death camps for Trump supporters. What is going on?
Yeah, that's the lovely, tolerant left for you. We were saying that when we were off the air, that the socialist or communist or totalitarian movement, they're all just one big totalitarian movement, has a component, a large component, of violence. You must have violence, and of course you must have gun confiscation, in order to implement the totalitarian rule. And so here we have the calls for death camps against Trump supporters. We have Joaquin Castro, who's a representative in Texas, the brother of Julian Castro, who's running for president, doxing elderly Trump supporters who gave money to Donald Trump in this era of political violence. What did Joaquin think was going to happen to these innocent Trump supporters who, oh, by the way, also gave to his campaign?
Exactly.
So of all the people that Joaquin doxed, about six of them supported he and his brother. They were giving money to both candidates, Republicans and Democrats. And now he's lost some of his supporters because he doxed them.
And he should.
Time of political violence.
Right. No, and he tries to justify it. You know, which is...
How can he justify doxing a retired old lady?
Exactly.
Who gave a couple $100 to Trump.
It was so bad that even the media had to call him for it, and embarrassingly, he's going, well, you know, I still did what I did, and it was public information, and it was more of a retweet or something. You know, he tried to hide behind some sort of, you know, false justification.
Lesson learned, never apologize to a leftist, ever. Never apologize to a leftist.
Well, you need to check out this article at ReaganBabe.com about the death camps for Trump supporters, ladies and gentlemen. This is dangerous, and as Megan was suggesting, you know, with all the isms, what you find in the wake of them all are deaths, hundreds of thousands of deaths. And this is potentially what could be coming to America unless we do something about it. Megan Barr, thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not.